Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about something that it's just you and me, by the way. And I want to talk about the impact of small business on the next election, the upcoming midterm election. And regardless of political party, you know that history informs us that the midterm election in the second term has rarely been fun for any president in his second term. We know this from going way back that in the sixth year of an eight-year presidency, it's the second that election is always fraught with peril for the party of the sitting president. Consequently, President Obama's party, the Democrats, aren't supposed to do well this November. Regardless of any extenuating circumstances, if President Obama ratings were doing good, it would still be a tough time. And as you know, his ratings aren't good. But with a Republican House majority and Democrats' control of the Senate now in jeopardy, this election cycle is producing a pitched battle and they've got daggers drawn up there and out in the districts, daggers drawn on every front. And not just because control of Congress is at stake for the next 2 years. I mean, that's a biggie, right? Both houses, if Republicans get control of both houses, they'll be passing laws that they'll be sending over to the White House and sticking in under the nose of the president for him to sign or not to sign, for him to sign or veto, right? And he'll have to declare. He won't have a choice. Now, as it is right now, one house passes something, the other one doesn't agree with it, it never gets to the president. So the Congress fights it out among themselves, the president never gets to see it, so he doesn't get to say, I didn't approve it or disapprove it, I didn't get it. Well, with both houses in control of one party, in this case the Republicans, next time, he won't be able to say that because lots of bills will be there. But also, not just going forward for the next 2 years, but not just to protect the next 2 years, but to protect what has been gone on before, to reverse what has happened over the last 6 years. That's possibly in jeopardy as well for the Democrats. In a recent online poll, in our online poll, which we do every week, hope you'll take it. It's on the website. It's in our newsletter. We ask our small business audience how they were leaning for the November election. The GOP responses came in at 63%. 63% of our audience said they would vote for Republicans. The Democrats got a paltry 3%. Very, very dramatic. I was surprised at that. The independent, I vote for the individual, those guys came in at 29%. And 5% said, I'm fed up with a whole bunch of them, I'm not going to vote. So even if you give half of the independent, 29%, to the Dems, they still don't rise to a 1 in 5 level among our respondents. That's pretty bad for Democrats to score so badly among this very important sector, small business. Republicans leading our sample tracks with other polls that we see out there. You've seen those before. So that wasn't a big surprise, the fact that Republicans led the Democrats. That didn't surprise me. But besides the historic second-term curse, which I talked about earlier, there are other reasons small business sentiments skewed heavily for the out-of-power party this year. First, small business owners do something that's at once very special and difficult. They make between one and four payrolls every month. As a result, this group typically leans toward the GOP, that's been my experience, as a more business-friendly party. But it should be noted that this spread is never this much, 63-3. It's never that heavy. I've never seen it like that before. And the second thing is, small business owners consider many Democrat policies to be anti-business. For example, Obama's America Needs a Raise campaign to raise a minimum wage. He's out there right even today. He'll probably talk about it today. That's unpopular with small business owners. America Needs a Raise to a small business owner means American small businesses need to have some of their money sucked out of their coffers because I said so. That's what that sounds like to small businesses. The next one is recent tax increases. All those tax cuts that we had for so many years in the last decade, those went away. In fact, some things were increased, like the Social Security. And that went up too. The Social Security withholding went back up. But all those increases have resulted in federal tax revenues at a 40-year record high pace this year and next year. So the government is collecting more money than they ever have in 40 years. A lot of it's coming out of small business owners. Higher taxes depletes precious small business working capital. We don't like that. Essentially a stealth tax, regulatory compliance has increased significantly since 2009 as well, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We don't like that. We don't like more regulations. And the mother of all policy offenses for small businesses is Obamacare. As a class, small business owners do not like Obamacare. There isn't time to list all of the things that are troubling small business owners this year, but these leaders believe Washington policies have contributed to and prolonged the worst post-recession recovery since the Great Depression. And justified or not, President Obama is the face of the Democrat Party, which right now is not good news for many incumbent Democrats needing support from their small business constituents. So it'll be interesting to see how the election turns out this year. Many pundits, including many on the left, are predicting a landslide, a runaway for the Republicans. And I'm saying that if that happens, a lot of it will be because of the way small business owners feel about how things are going these days. Remember this, counting employees, Small Business USA is America's largest voting bloc. Think about that. A lot of people don't realize that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.